There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Hello and welcome to Vegas Never Sleeps. I'm Stephen Maggi, and on this week's show, you'll meet one of the hottest new acts on the Strip. His name is Sam Riddle, and he's got a new single out, Vegas Strong. He'll discuss that and his rise from Montana athlete to Las Vegas country star. Then a little later, you'll meet an entrepreneur that's barely old enough to get into a casino and yet is developing a museum that will allow visitors to go back in time and play in a casino back in the 1950s. His name is Austin Shepherd, and he'll explain how later in the program. All that, plus we will finish up our conversation with Professor Slotz from last week, and your Vegas insider Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com explains why residencies work so well.
Looking like the city of sin, from the outside looking in. You thought we'd stay down, but you were wrong.
You like country music and you like Las Vegas? Well, you can do both here. There's a great upcoming star we want to introduce you to today. His name is Sam Riddle. Sam came from Montana, from a family that was just loaded with musical talent. I always find this fascinating. So, Sam, you know, I guess it was sort of meant to be. Your dad was a member of a famous band, and then your uncle was a world-class Broadway composer. Tell us about what it was like growing up in a family like that.
I was very fortunate, I mean, to be exposed to so many things, you know, from the very beginning. You know, I was born in Montana, and my whole family's from there, but we were out in New York City from the beginning of my life, and I was surrounded by, you know, the Broadway scene and learning music from my uncle and my dad and being on the road in the summertime with my dad. And if it wasn't a Broadway opening, we were going to a bluegrass festival, you know, I mean, it's like, you name it, I was able to see it. And, you know, the kind of people that my parents hung out with were all, you know, just these people that, to me, they were just regular people. But, you know, later on, I find out, you know, how, you know, amazing these people were, and they were all famous. And to me, it was just kind of just normal growing up. But the thing was, is being exposed to all those things, I was allowed to kind of pick my own path. And even though it seemed like music and entertainment was kind of like what I was destined to do, I ended up kind of taking my own road towards sports, and sports kind of took over my life for a very long time. And then it wasn't until, you know, about 10 years ago again that that this guy saw me play the piano, and I realized how much money people were willing to pay me to play the piano.
Well, that means a lot. You were, basketball was your sport, right?
Yeah, basketball was my sport. As a kid, I played everything, but you know, basketball, I played Division I. I played professionally for a couple years, and you know, that seemed to be, you know, that was my whole life really for so long, and that was what I thought I was supposed to do, you know. But then when I had this when this guy saw me play the piano and offered me a pretty healthy fee to play and take me to Vegas, it just kind of like I was only using it as something kind of fun to do for a minute. And then it just ended up being a few years later where I was playing, you know, I had been playing seven nights a week for a few years that I just like didn't even know what happened to my life, you know. And then it got to a point where I was like, look, if I'm going to do this, I need to do it right and I need to do it my way. And that's when I stuck my cowboy hat on, put my boots on, and started singing songs about, you know, my life. So.
Well, yeah. Well, right off the bat, though, between seeing these guys in Broadway and being around that world to playing, you know, sports at a major level, it's not a scary thing to you to get up in front of a group of people, is it? I mean, that, you kind of were born, again, to do that, some sort of a thing, and this just seemed like the best combination, plus bringing that country music that we'll talk about in just a minute.
Right. Well, I mean, that was the thing. I think that was the reason why I picked basketball. You know, baseball was probably my best sport, but, you know, it didn't get the crowd on its feet as often, you know. And I saw that with basketball and having a ball in my hand, I was able to give people a feeling, you know, be able to entertain, get people to stand up, you know. And, you know, that's really what I love to do. And, you know, even though I'm not, a lot of people that know me know I'm not really the same guy off stage as I am on stage. When I'm on stage, though, I know that I have something that there's a reason why I'm here, and to make people feel good and to give them an experience and something to uplift their life is something that when I'm up there, I know that that's what I'm supposed to do. So it kind of all intertwined and all came together once I got to Vegas and kind of found out who I really was.
Yeah, well, we're certainly happy you made that trip down. It's an exciting thing, you know. Do you get excited, Sam, with what you're seeing now in Las Vegas, where people are coming in, the biggest names in show business, you know, not only country, but, you know, every type of singer from every type of genre? Is it kind of exciting to be there and to be around these people and be one of them, you know, and kind of when people come in, you know, hopefully you're on their schedule of people to see?
Right. Well, it is. You know, that's the great thing about Las Vegas. It's kind of always kept that. You know, I think there's been little lulls, you know, kind of learning the history more and more as it goes. But now that this is such a hotbed for people to come and they're not feeling like if they come here, they're coming here to die. You know, it's like a lot of acts, I think, used to think that, oh, you don't go to Vegas till it's like you're in the, you know, on the back nine, you know. But it's like, I really feel that that's not true anymore. And, you know, there are a few guys that are here with residencies that live here that I really respect, that I feel are completely keeping the tradition going of excellence in this town. And I just know when it comes to country that I'm really happy with the fact that when people come to town, they're coming to see me, and they know that if they want to see a real show, you know, and not just, you know, somebody just standing there and they want to get their money's worth, they come to our show. And that makes me feel good. It makes me feel great to be a part of this amazing community. And it really is, you know, Vegas, you know, that level where guys are coming in from, you know, they got songs on the radio and things like that, which, you know, I still, you know, and I'm trying to get to that. You know, I always know if I get to that stage, you know, it's on. But the fact that these guys are coming in and doing that, that's great. But, you know, there are other people that are here all the time, you know, completely giving people an amazing experience night in and night out, 365 days a year. And, you know, that's real show business. I mean, some of the people that are here are like what show business was based on. You know, these guys that rain or shine, sick as a dog, still go up there and give people, you know, a show. And just Vegas is amazing that way.
Well, you know, Sam, I think people will be excited. I didn't grow up with country music, but when I looked at some of your stuff and see what you do there, you bring so much energy there that I think even if people are thinking, well, I'd like to try a little country music, you might be the way to go, because, you bring a lot of that energy. It's a lot of fun, and you leave going, wow, okay, that was all right.
<You know? laughs> Yeah. Well, I mean, I will say that, you know, a lot of people, you know, the great thing about Vegas is you bring people in. You know, people are walking by the showroom and they come in. They go, wow, everybody, it never fails. Every night I hear somebody go, man, I hated country until now. Or people that, you know, weren't sure about this or that. But I have a very, a diverse crowd because I add a lot of elements to my show. And people can see that, you know, I've been around and I know people. And it doesn't matter where you're from or, you know, where you grew up, what kind of music you grew up to. If you come to my show, you feel something and you feel a part of it and you feel like the music is speaking to you as well. Because that's one thing, you know, growing up the way I did, exposed to so many things, so many cultures, so many different types of people. I mean, geez, even in New York City, just on your own block, you have every people from all over the world. You got, you know, black kids, Jewish kids, Polish kids. I mean, it's like your whole block is what America truly is, and I believe that my music and my performance includes the feelings of all those people that I've ever learned from. And, the one thing I will say is that I'm having people come and they're like, man, we didn't even know your show would be like this. Your music is, we hear your music, we love it, but your show takes everything to another level. And I just encourage people, if they do come down, to definitely come check it out.
Back with more from country singer Sam Riddle in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manchin.
Angstrom Minerals represent a quantum leap in nutrition. Liquid minerals offer a more concentrated and quicker boost because they integrate into the body faster. Unlike that handful of pills you take every day, Angstrom Minerals bypass digestion and go directly to the cells. Try Angstrom Minerals for your body, your health, and your life. Register online and use your account to save 5% off your retail order every time you shop. Some restrictions apply. Please visit elementalresearchinc.com.
When you go to Las Vegas, you have to know what you're going to go see, and there's no better place on the web to go than VitalVegas.com. You hear Scott Robin, our Vegas insider, every week. What are people going to find when they go to your site, Scott?
Everything you need to know about Las Vegas, from shows and restaurants and a lot of inside dirt that you won't hear anywhere else.
And a lot of photos, too, and a lot of snark, right?
That is the case. Yes.
You can't miss it. VitalVegas.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine
determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to rising star Sam Riddle, whose new single, Vegas Strong, is getting a lot of attention. It gets back to that thing you're talking about with your uncle and this performance. You know, it's one thing to sing, it's one thing to be good, it's another thing to bring it all together. And I think you do this, and now I understand you're really trying to dig in and trying to write this stuff, you know, which, again, writing your own stuff with your own background takes it, again, to a whole nother level. It's not anymore just trying to do covers of what other people are doing, but really bringing yourself into it. Has that been an interesting path? Because I would imagine, you know, I'm fascinated by guys like you. I couldn't do it in a million years. I think it's incredible what you do.
Well, it's interesting. I'm glad you asked me that because, you know, when I started doing this, I never even thought about doing covers. Now, when I was playing the piano on the strip, I was just playing, you know, I'm sitting there in a three-piece suit playing a bunch of old Sinatra songs and, you know, Ray Charles and all that kind of stuff. And I understood that that was what it was. But when I decided to do my own thing and do country music, I never thought in a million years to do covers. My first shows that I got here, when I got the first person that gave me my opportunity was Judy Alberti at Station Casinos. She's the one that kind of found me immediately. And I got that show by doing originals. And that's what I was doing at first. And then I started seeing this culture that's down here in Vegas with the line dancing and all this kind of stuff. So I was like, oh, okay, well, this is bringing people in. And I started doing covers then. So, yeah. But the covers have kind of, they started to take over because in Vegas, especially on the strip, when you're trying to get people to know you, you become almost, they want you to be like a jukebox. And that truly has been the one thing that has driven me nuts, you know, over the course of time. But throughout the whole time, I've written, I've recorded, and I've found my voice. I've just never been complacent on sitting there doing these covers, even when we do a cover, I make it my own, I make it different, I make it, it's even more high energy and things like that. But this writing process has been a real journey over the last few years of being completely authentic and real, and then all of a sudden going towards that thing where all these guys are flying me out to Nashville every week and trying to get me to be like that fishbowl that is out there and kind of sound like everybody else. And then me going from that to saying, okay, let's strip it down all the way to the bottom and try to find who I truly am, 100% honest, instead of just trying to make a hit. And then coming into where I am now, where I feel like I'm starting to come into my own of the things that I truly want to say, you know, kind of being very, very open and honest and you know, the production and in the music, and you know, it's just a crazy, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, and it's definitely something I still feel like a baby. And, you know, I hope to never have just one sound. I hope to always evolve, always grow. But if you're really serious about it, it's something that will never stop. It's something that I hope I'm always open to. And I just try to stay out of my own way and let the song, you know, come through me. And hopefully I can be a vessel for, you know, some songs that'll change people's life, or at least give people a feeling. And my hope is that some of my songs, are looked back as a soundtrack to some times that people have had and some times of people's lives.
Well, I think, Sam, people really can identify with honesty, and they can see that, and it's what separates you from that. And all that energy goes into, you know, again, is it real? Is it different? And your stuff definitely is. And as you say, country music's really, and this is your quote, but it's all about telling stories, right? And this
right.
is what it's about. And that's why I think you got to be honest to get to that next step.
Yeah, I believe so. And, you know, I believe it takes a lot of effort and some balls, if you will, to be honest nowadays and not just try to make something that is a hit, you know. And I think that when people find my stuff, and they'll see that it comes from an honest place. My performance definitely comes from an honest and real place. And I just, in this world that we're living in right now, with the single, with the digital downloads, and it's just a whole different business, everybody trying to do something that's catchy. I believe that if I stay patient and just keep and stick to my guns and stay honest and think about my audience, and really write things that not only include myself, but include the people that are there. You know, I see these people in these audiences from all over the place, and I see myself in them. So it's easy for me to write something and have it relate to people. And I just hope that all of it gets out someday. And, you know, in Vegas, one of the great things about this place is that it's given me a living to be able to also go after and hone in my craft and still be able to be patient and grow as a writer and a performer. You know, it's not like I have to go to Nashville or L.A. and sleep on somebody's cot until I get, you know, owned by a record label, and then they take all my stuff, and then 30 years down the road, I got to go back to court and get my publishing back. You know, I don't have to do that
right.
because Vegas is has been so good to me and is a great place to kind of hang your hat. But I do hope to always grow in that, and this place helps me to be able to do that and have stages each and every night to see if people like this stuff, and they seem to. So that's good.
Well, Las Vegas has embraced you, Sam. If you like country music, go see Sam. If you don't like it, give it a chance. You might be surprised. It's very energetic, exciting, and you'll see a great show. And speaking of that, Sam, where do people go and where do we find out more about you online? And then where can we find you when we're planning a trip down to Las Vegas?
Well, the best place to follow me is on social media right now, which is on my Instagram, which is at Sam Riddle for real, or no, which is Samagram Riddle, and on my Facebook, which is / Sam Riddle Music. I always post my, you know, my next couple months of shows. I'm pretty much booked the whole year, so, you know, it's kind of crazy to list my whole year's schedule on there. So I just do a month at a time. For the next 2 weeks, I am in Laughlin, Nevada at the Aquarius Casino and Hotel. And I'm there pretty much the last 2 weeks of every month for the rest of the year. If you can get on my Facebook, follow me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram. I always post my stuff on there. And I really hope to see everybody out. It's going to be a really fun year. We're taking a bunch of trips. I'm going to Australia in April to do some shows out there. I'll be in Salem, Oregon this summer. You know, we're starting to branch out and go a lot of places. And I just really hope to, if you're able to come see us, it'll definitely be worth it. Make sure you guys can get my songs on iTunes and Spotify right now. I just came out with a Vegas Strong song. So I really appreciate you having me on today.
Well, people will appreciate knowing that you're out here and enjoy the show. Thanks for being with us today, Sam. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
In just a moment, you'll meet Austin Shepherd, a man who hopes to use 21st century technology to bring you back to the 1950s. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manchin. Music hearts.
Cause we're big strong. Yeah, we're big strong.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
People that listen to the show know we're very interested in Las Vegas history. It's one of the things that excites people. They remember the early days. We've got somebody working on something right now, which is fascinating. But the most fascinating part to me is he wasn't around back in the days of the 40s and 50s and 60s and so forth. And yet he has a love for Las Vegas. So let's just introduce him. His name is Austin Shepherd. And Austin, you say you've been interested in this all your life, but are you even legal to go into the casinos yet?
Yeah, I'm legal now. When I did my first interview for Channel 3, I wasn't, though. But yeah, I've been interested in it my whole life. I love old Vegas, and I love seeing the transformation of the city and how it changes over the years.
You must be one of those guys like me that loves seeing pictures back from the early days and just imagining how this whole thing developed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I've found quite a few old pictures that weren't really released before and kind of negotiated with some of these old-timers that demanded they get paid for taking these pictures and finally got them out to the public. But, yeah, I definitely like seeing how it's changed and comparing an old photo to a new photo and just seeing the complete transformation. There's no place like Las Vegas where it changes so much. It's really exciting.
Well, and what is exciting to us is you're trying to put all this together so we can see it. Kind of tell us about what your plan is and where you'd like to see this in, say, maybe anywhere from 2 years to 5 years and forward.
Originally, my plan was to go and try to start a physical museum because I do have quite a few rare artifacts that are really hard to find. But I've started to realize that that wasn't quite enough in terms of being able to visualize it and feel like you're there. So I recently, after learning about virtual reality coming out, I started working on this new project related to the museum where you can actually walk through the old casinos. So they're actually recreated digitally in a 3D format. And it's a complete recreation of the casino, and you could actually walk through it as if it was a video game and look at the old casinos and see exactly how they were. And it's a lot more in-depth than just looking at a photo or something, because that's only one perspective of the casino. But with this, you actually get to see how it was, and it really fills in a lot of the blanks. And that's kind of where we're moving. So this museum would be something that's actually online, and it would almost be like a time machine where you could walk back and actually see the old casinos.
Wow. I got to tell you, I love this. And I think this is really exciting, Austin. What better way? We all talk about it. You know, people visit Las Vegas and try to go to places where they can relive some of that vintage feel. And there's places like the Mob Museum, which are great, and the Neon Museum, which is great. I know you've talked to them about some of this stuff. But what a great idea, and what great timing, because I just a couple weeks ago was talking to somebody about virtual reality. This is no longer some fantasy that, you know, people think that, well, that'll come sometime in the future. I know even over at New York, New York, they're into virtual reality on the roller coaster. So your timing on this is great. I would imagine the response has been fantastic.
Well, there hasn't been any response because I have not announced any of this yet. I've been working on it since June, and I'm actually getting ready to announce it, just having some technical setbacks. I'm converting some computer stuff. It's kind of a pain, but it's the first walkthrough is almost ready to go.
Wow. Well, thank you for breaking this here. I mean, I think this is huge news. I really do, because Las Vegas has great museums. We've been to all of them. This is a cut above, and I think, you know, I'm ready to get my Sinatra hat and be one of your first customers to walk around down there. I think it's phenomenal. So kind of walk us through. I know we'll talk about, you did something really interesting with the Riviera. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But let's say I wanted to go to, I don't know, let's say the Sands Hotel. What do? You actually can walk through and see the gaming and so forth, the old slot machines and that stuff?
Yeah. Well, right now I'm not having any people in them because that would be very hard to do, you know, with figuring that out computer-wise. But it's just the building with all the furniture. The first one I'm doing is going to take 2 years, and it's only a portion of the hotel, I have to add, is going to be the Riviera. I got a chance to go in there when it was abandoned before they blew it up, where they were filming Jason Bourne, and I got pictures of it in this really creepy and kind of really interesting state where it was completely empty, and it was really beautiful. And that's going to be the first walkthrough type space.
Well, that's how you got interested in all this stuff, right? Your dad showed you about demolition and taking down these hotels, and even as a little kid, you were fascinated by it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just kind of just seen the old go out and the new come in. That was something that was very interesting to me.
Well, and the Riviera, didn't you do a film, as I recall reading about? Didn't you do something like that with the demolition where you kind of got a feel of what was going on there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did a documentary. I actually snuck into the demolition site 9 times, I believe, total, throughout the whole demolition process to watch it, you know, on the inside as it deteriorates. So, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great.
Bribed a few guards and stuff like that. So,
What a story. But this thing is really exciting. I know you've got some great artifacts. I mean, some of the stuff you're interested in is stuff that I just love to see. It's really living history. And that's what I think is different. What you're doing is you're putting history in a whole nother thing, because you can actually, like, get the feel. I mean, it takes it to a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like a lot of other sites, it's just pictures, you know, and not even rare pictures like the ones I find. It's all about going the extra mile and actually spending some money and putting a lot more time into it, because this stuff, it's really time-consuming, especially with the computers.
Yeah. Well, now, I know you said you've talked to the folks over at the Neon Museum, and, of course, we talked to them about a year ago, and part of their look of the whole future was to, and the same thing with the Mom Museum, is they want to take you in for people that can't come out here. Is that somewhere, are you trying to work with those two groups? Because it seems like you have a lot in common.
Yeah, well, I was trying to work with the Neon Museum, and they were going to get a new building, and I was supposed to expand into there, but then they didn't go through with getting the building. They were going to get it from the city, and they had some disagreements. I think it was over. They wanted to renovate the building, and the city said it was a historic building, so they couldn't renovate it to the extent they wanted. So the Neon Museum ended up backing out.
But that didn't stop you, though, huh? I mean, that's what's great. I mean, that a lesser man might have thrown up the white flag, but is that kind of what gave you the idea of, let's really try to do this in this modern tech, we use this modern technology to bring this to everybody?
Oh, yeah. And no museum has ever done this before, what we're doing. So, I mean, I think it's a lot better than having a real physical museum because, you know, like you've seen the Liberace Museum, they got shut down just because they ran out of money. With this, it can live on forever. You know, this is something that would last thousands of years compared to, you know, maybe 100 if you're lucky, with a physical museum. So it's really out-of-the-box thinking.
Well, and the nice thing about that is, kind of like Walt Disney used to say, as long as you have an imagination, there's no end to this, because, you know, if this is as popular as we think it's going to be, you could go back to all sorts of different casinos, maybe different things that were going on in town. I mean, really, you know, as people becomes more and more popular and people are excited about it, there's probably really no end, and you're certainly young enough where you could really put the years necessary to really bring this into a world-class museum.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely believe that.
You're thinking about a couple years, right? You're saying, in the meantime, is there a place people can go to? I know you have a Facebook site. Let's tell people where that is so they can kind of follow you.
Facebook/Las Vegas Casino Museum. That's kind of the main one. I have a website right now, but I was thinking of making a separate one for this virtual reality project.
That's cool. Let's tell them the website address, because there is some good stuff to take out there. It didn't take a lot of time, but you can kind of go through it and guess, at least get a rough idea of who you are.
Well, it's just Las Vegas Casino Museum, all one word, .com.
You know, have you thought anything about maybe going or trying to raise some money online for this, you know, Patreon or one of those things? Because it seems like a natural, and I know there's a lot of people, not just in Nevada, but really all over the world that are really interested in Vegas history.
Oh, yeah, I plan on it once I have, because right now I'm finishing one of the main rooms at the Riviera, or one of the main floors, actually the penthouse level. And once that's done, I'm going to do a video showing people just how high depth it is, you know, and how realistic this will look. And then I'm going to set up a crowdfunding thing from there to finance it some more.
Well, Austin, I got to say, I'm excited about this. I know our listeners are really excited. We will stay with you. Let's, you know, come back anytime as soon as this thing moves on, and we'll keep following this and hopefully see this in the near future.
Cool.
Up next, the moment all slot fans are waiting for, part two of our conversation with Professor Slots. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manchin.
I know what you're thinking. Why would I need a voiceover production company? Does your company need a commercial for radio or television? Are you looking to do an audiobook or web presentation? Then you need a voiceover production company. Black Eagle Sound Design is home to some of the finest voice actors, producers, and engineers in the business. Log on now to BESD.US and find out more. Black Eagle Sound Design will be there with you and your project every step of the way. On time, on target, and at a price you can afford. Visit us at BESD.US.
Are you looking to save money on your prescription medications? Are you paying out of pocket for your meds? Or is your copay too high? You've got to check out the RX Cut Free Prescription Discount Card. And getting your free discount card is easy. All you do is go to the website rxcutdiscounts.com. No fees, no forms, no personal information needed, and the cards are active immediately. Discount cards are also good for the entire family, and they never expire. Visit rxcutdiscounts.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days.
You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Time now to continue our conversation from last week on how to win on slot machines. With us is an expert in the field, aerospace engineer and slot guru, John Friedel, better known as Professor Slots. You know, you mentioned in the very open that it's not just about winning there, but you can do things by like really taking advantage of some of these club cards and stuff. I'd like you to talk a little about that, because I know, you know, people always wonder, well, who gets these deals and stuff? And it's not just the blackjack player or the craps player, but there's slot players too that get all sorts of these comps as well.
Absolutely. And the comps, you have to ask yourself if you want them. I was really kind of scratching my head over the comps. First of all, I didn't know that there was any such thing. My first going to what they call seven stars on total rewards, I did that in 6 weeks. And so one of Dustin, who was, I was talking with, who's sitting next to me, he's like, you know, you should go update your card from that entry-level one. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, you should. And so I started getting a booklet. I started getting all these things. And I had to ask myself, and this is what my audience needs to ask themselves, is do you travel? Because if you don't travel, that's some of those things. Do you like a good buffet? Do you like, you know, fine dining? Because if you don't, you know, there's other things, electronic skillets, other gifts that they might give you, trips to Las Vegas. It really does. You know, you don't do anything you don't want to do. It's like getting a coupon for something for a grocery store, and, man, I don't know if I like that stuff. So if you're into comps, and some people are, then what you really have to watch out for is going to a casino. See, most people go to the casino with a certain amount of money called a bankroll, but occasionally they'll stop by with, say, $20, which should, if they go with $200 and they stop by with $20, they're really shooting themselves in the foot. You want to give the casino the impression that you're a big spender, but yeah, Don't exceed your limit. Just don't ever go with a fraction of what you normally go with, because then they were like, oh, we see what's going on here. But if you consistently go with a bankroll that you go with, then they'll recognize you for that. And again, I don't want anybody to exceed their income, but my goodness, just don't go. But the entertainment gamblers, cruises are entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Know,
so it's sometimes hard to define how much entertainment do you want. If you choose a casino in your area that doesn't have, entertainment venue, and you like going to outdoor concerts, then maybe that's the reason why you wouldn't select that. So I go through all the ups and downs, and I even have a checklist for this sort of thing, professorslots.com/CPA list. And you can go through the walk through the casino and decide whether it's the casino for you of the ones that are nearby.
Well, and the other thing you've got on the website, which I find fascinating, is every state information from it. And, of course, I went immediately to Nevada. And one of the things I found out was you can privately own a slot machine in the state of Nevada without any kind of restrictions or anything. And that was kind of surprising. I know a lot of people collect those things, you know, especially from the old days. But
a lot of the requirements on most of the states, I've gone up through New York, I think, at this point, and is that, you know, they have to be at least 25 years old or 50 years old or something like that. And, of course, you can't open your own casino without a gambling license. So
that would be a bad idea.
That would be a bad idea. But, yeah, you can, and there's different rules in different states. And I'm putting this out not just for people who might want to own a slot machine, but also for the state gaming commission, and do they or do they not have payback return percentages on a monthly basis? If it's a commercial casino, they go through a state gaming agency, but if it's a tribal casino, they go through something different. They have to have a state tribal compact that has to be approved for the U.S. Department of Interior, and the rules in those, and sometimes you can actually read those, state what their minimum or maximum return percentages are to help you try to understand which tribal casino, if that's what's near you, is the best.
You got to go to the website, and let's just get, you can even do personal coaching. I mean, there's however involved you want to get in this thing, and there's all sorts of levels. So, John, tell us, how do we get involved? Where should we go on the web to start?
I think because you have a podcast, that people in your audience would want to listen to a podcast. So my podcast is Professor Slots, and you can just search for that. You want to go to professorslots.com/Apple Podcasts. You would be taken directly to the Apple Podcast link. I have this what's called a pretty link. It's just a direct way to do this. If you're an Android user, professorslots.com/Android will take you directly to whatever app you have on your smart device. I'm on Spotify. I'm on everything, really. Everything I can get on, I'm currently on. TuneIn, iHeartRadio, of course, iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Stitcher, everything that I can be on my mind, and just look up Professor Slots.
Well, we'll check back with you again. Thanks so much. Appreciate it, John.
Thank you.
Time once again for a visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com explains why residencies work so well.
It is really appealing to these acts to kind of not have to travel. Like, it really takes a toll on your body and your health. And for some of these artists, having a home base or having this kind of place that they can settle in, do a certain number of shows. Barry Manilow actually said it. He said, I want to do a show a couple nights a week. I want to keep my band employed. And I don't want to have to work that hard, you know. And I think whether it's Foo Fighters, Aerosmith, or whoever else you're talking about, I think there are a lot of appealing things about Las Vegas. And now there's no stigma attached to it. It used to be kind of like, can't play Vegas because that's where these acts go to die. Well, that's not true anymore.
Well, that's it for this week. Join us again next week when our guest will be Monty Aiden, someone who you'll swear sounds just like Frank Sinatra. See you then. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps. Fever, Las Vegas. Fever, Las Vegas. Fever, Las Vegas. Fever, Las Vegas.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.